USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday it would drastically scale back military operations near the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, in order to increase mutual trust for a potential peace deal. Ukrainian President Zelensky said all Russian forces must leave before a final peace deal can be reached. Zelensky spoke with the Danish parliament.
The people who make decisions in Russia think their actions will go unpunished. They think they will be able to avoid sanctions. The embargo on Russian oil, they think it won't last, that it's just talk.
The Ukraine president continued to push for more sanction on Russian interests. In the comfort of the Rose Garden at the White House Tuesday, President Biden signed into law a bill to make lynching a federal hate crime in the United States. Four European Union countries announced Tuesday they were expelling some Russian diplomats from their country in an effort to disrupt Russian espionage. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
The state of Florida is leading the charge against the White House COVID transportation policies.
Florida is leading a 20-state lawsuit against the White House to try to end a federal mask mandate for public transportation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says these policies have inconsistent logic.
If you have somebody sitting in the window seat and they're nibbling on peanuts for 2.5 hours, they can have their mask down. You have the person in the middle seat that is not eating. If they just wanted to read a magazine without the mask, then somehow that would be a big problem.
DeSantis adds that the mask mandate is contributing to the growing number of unruly passengers that have put pressure on transportation employees. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration authorized Americans 50 and older can now get a second COVID-19 booster if it's been at least 4 months since your last vaccination. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies were called to Will Smith's home on Tuesday afternoon after a call about a drone sighting over Smith's property. It was not immediately clear who in the neighborhood had reported the drone, with the spokesman at the department adding that by the time officers arrived at the scene, the drone was nowhere to be seen. Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas is warning America about the weak, feckless, and ineffective leadership that's currently steering America.
It really has been painful to watch. I can't think of another international trip that was as marred by massive gaffe after massive gaffe. Stumbles. And look, there are consequences when the American president is weak, when his approach to every enemy of America is weakness and appeasement. That's how Biden approached Afghanistan when he surrendered catastrophically to the Taliban. That's how he approaches the Communist Party in China. It's how he approaches Iran. It's how he approaches Venezuela. And the reason that Putin invaded Ukraine is because every enemy of America looked to Washington, took a measure of the man in the Oval Office, and sadly concluded that he is weak and feckless and ineffective. And to watch Biden just stumble one after the other after the other, he doesn't realize what he's saying anymore, and that's dangerous.
Senator Ted Cruz on Newsmax last night. NCAA men's basketball tournament continues Saturday with the Final Four, Villanova and Kansas, also University of North Carolina and Duke. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.